Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, October 4th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo has information indicating that Apple will launch the next version of the iPhone SE in the first quarter of 2020. The phone will reportedly be more affordable and feature newer internals, like an A13 processor and 3GB of RAM. Kuo says the new iPhone SE's hardware specification will look much like the iPhone 8 and predicts Apple will sell 30 to 40 million units across 2020. BuzzFeed News obtained a copy of an open letter signed by U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr, U.K. Home Secretary Priti Patel, and Australian Minister of Home Affairs Peter Dutton requesting Facebook to delay building end-to-end encryption across its messaging platforms. The letter asked that Facebook prioritize public safety in designing encryption, calling for backdoors for law enforcement to access illegal content, and consulting with governments on any changes to ensure access. The letter does acknowledge that Facebook already captures 99% of child exploitation and terrorism-related content through its own systems. Instagram launched an app called Threads, which pulls in contacts from your close friends list on Instagram. The app opens to the camera with shortcuts to make it fast to send people photos and videos. It has drawing and text overlays, but no filters. It also has a status feature that lets you set an emoji as an away message to your friends. You can choose to make the status automatic based on your phone's location, accelerometer, and battery level. Facebook says it will not store location data, and it will auto-delete from your phone after a short period. Instagram does not plan to monetize Threads at this point. Facebook updated its advertising ban policy. Previously, the policy forbid ads containing deceptive, false, or misleading content. The new policy bans ads that include claims debunked by third-party fact-checkers or, in certain circumstances, claims debunked by organizations with particular expertise. The Guardian notes that while Facebook welcomes independent organizations in its third-party fact-checking program, these are often nonprofits and charities that have limited resources to verify claims. TikTok announced it will ban political ads on the app, saying the ads don't fit into the experience it aims to offer users. This includes election-based ads, advocacy ads, and issue ads. According to TikTok's VP of Global Business Solutions, Blake Chandley, this is an extension of existing policies meant to keep the platform a positive, refreshing environment. Disney Plus did not announce it was coming to Amazon's Fire TV platform, and the Wall Street Journal reports that this is a result of an ongoing dispute over ad space sales on Disney apps, according to sources. Amazon is reportedly pushing for the right to sell a significant percentage of ad space on Disney apps. If an agreement is not reached, apps like ABC, ESPN, and the Disney Channel could be removed from Fire TV, although there's reportedly no hard deadline for the negotiations. Amazon is reportedly asking new programmers on the platform for 40% of ad inventory, which is often reduced to between 20 and 30% after negotiation. Amazon is reportedly asking Disney for 10% of ad inventory. Google's Project Zero research group published details about a zero-day exploit for Android that gives attackers full control of the device and appears to be actively exploited. The exploit affects at least 18 different Android handsets, including several Pixel models and Samsung Galaxy S7, S8, and S9 models. The local privilege escalation vulnerability can be delivered via the web and defeat local sandboxing or as a sideloaded app. The Android team advised that a fix is coming in the October Android security update, due out in a few days, with patches already delivered to partners. Google's Project Zero team said it appears the exploit is being actively used by or by a client of the exploit developer NSO Group. NSO Group denied its involvement in a statement to Ars Technica. Microsoft issued an out-of-band update for all supported versions of Windows through Windows Update to fix an IE scripting engine flaw as well as a zero-day Chrome exploit. The flaws were originally discovered and disclosed by Google's threat analysis group, and Microsoft released a patch on September 23rd to address it. This patch required a manual install, but the fix is now being pushed out automatically. This out-of-band update won't replace the scheduled October Patch Tuesday, set for October 8th. Nikkei reports that its sources say Apple told suppliers to increase production on the iPhone 11 range by 10%, or about 8 million more units. Suppliers speaking to Nikkei said Apple's original supply orders were fairly conservative this year, initially placing orders lower than last year's iPhone launch. The increased production is reportedly mainly for the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro units, with revised orders slightly down for the iPhone 11 Pro Max. And finally, Bloomberg reports that Italian prosecutors are investigating Netflix after the company failed to file a tax return in the country, according to sources. Italian authorities reportedly believe that Netflix's fiber optic cables and server infrastructure in the country count as enough of a physical presence to qualify the company as a local business that should pay taxes. The investigation is part of a larger crackdown in the country of reviewing multinational companies' tax commitments, with Amazon and Alphabet both settling investigations with large payments and MasterCard complying with a mandatory tax audit. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.